My name is Carlos, and I'm ACA, and I've been 7 years. This April, it's been 7 years. 7 years of just pulling back layers of trauma, abandonment, and abuse. You know, just dealing with my family stuff, you know. Just thinking at one point that would be it, you know. Just deal with my mom's stuff and deal with my dad's stuff. And that'll be it. Deal with the things that my siblings did, you know, the addictions, you know. Why my mother was a rager. Why my dad was emotionally not present, you know. But then something shifted in this year for me. Something just shifted. Being a part of BIPOC spaces and PGM spaces and started talking about the root of these causes. Why did these things happen? So I asked myself the whys, you know. Why did this happen? Why was my mother this way? Why my father was this way? Why did my siblings display all these traits, unhealthy traits, you know? Why all the addictions? You know, I grew up in the city that I still live in. But when I grew up, we had these big gas plants, and now they call it the gas plant community. But we was forced to live there, and blacks and Jews on the onset, but the Jews was later on allowed to leave. The city created these ordinances that we could only live in this certain area. And so, by the time I was born, that mindset was still around. Because when we went too far north or we went too far south, things would happen, you know. I remember going to Little League, you know, just being a kid, walking to Little League. Because it was on the white side of town, I practiced, and we would have to walk through the white community. And they would throw bottles at us and beer cans, and we would have to be in full gear because those things would just hit us just because we was black for no other reason. I had people have their dogs attack. Their dogs attacked me. So, gas plant at one point started to thrive, you know, even though it was an area with these big gas plants, you know. But we learned how to survive. And some blacks started to thrive, you know. But then the city told the white homeowners, you know, to just stop, who was renting their homes out to blacks in that area. It wasn't really homes, they were shacks. We lived in shacks. But anyway, they told them to stop the upkeep, stop repairing them. And so the homes just started to fall apart. I remember one time my mother fell through the floor. That's how bad it was. You could see. You could see through the floors, through the walls. And that's where we was forced to live. You know, so that became unsafe. I remember one time my mom sent me to the store and I was walking back from the store and this white guy tried to abduct me. He tried to snatch me and he almost got me. But I know if he put me in that car that I wouldn't be here. I just knew I wouldn't be here. But I'm here, you know, I'm here. Yeah, I'm here and I can talk about it. I've learned to talk about it because I didn't even tell my mom that it happened. I didn't even tell my dad that it happened. You know, we didn't talk about the racism because it was just something we lived through every day. We was called names every day. You know, we couldn't walk through white neighborhoods, even to the beach. You know, we were swimming in this creek over there right by the gas plants, you know. We were playing it. Wow. But I'm here. And I think, I've been thinking about the word survival because I didn't always used to use that. You know, because I didn't always feel like a survivor. Like I survived because I carried so much of it. I carried so much of the trauma in my body, you know. Yeah, but today I'm just learning to talk, trust, and feel, you know, that I can talk about it and that it wasn't normal and I deserved it. I didn't deserve to be treated that way. And I don't have to shrink myself, you know, because that kind of stuff makes you want to shrink. You don't want to be seen. You don't want to be heard. It creates this failure to thrive mindset because you can't move forward, you know. But since ACF, I've been starting to move forward. This program has helped me to move forward, you know. And it hasn't been easy and it hasn't been quick. But so with that, I'm complete. I'm complete.